Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it seems like every other day there is a, you know, a cure for diabetes, or there is a cure for cancer, or there is, and I understand that it's frustrating because, you know, we just heard about a possible treatment for esophageal, or a possible way to detect esophageal cancer. I get all excited about these new innovations, and then, well, where is it 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Well, there's been something we've done in the past, and we now have some data. 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later. And so you're going to see a headline talking about bariatric surgery. Bariatric surgery, where we affect your GI tract to make you eat less, has been evolving into a Roux-en-Y procedure, which reattached tubes and was very, very intensive, to a little lap band where we put a little round donut around your stomach to minimize your stomach volume, to a gastric sleeve where we now remove part of the stomach pouch so we could leave all the tubes alone. We don't have to leave a foreign body in there. And we've had a lot of success with it. In fact, the NIH has done a study showing that it has provided long-term blood glucose control and remission of type 2 diabetes. Now, this has been coming out, and this is now being discussed because there is such a frenzy over these diabetic weight loss medications, Ozempic and its weight loss counterpart Wegovy, Mounjaro and its weight loss counterpart Zepbound. And so you have individuals now clawing to get their hands on these GLP-1 agonists to decrease satiety, control their blood sugar, and help them lose weight. And we are seeing people lose 60 pounds, 70 pounds. It looks like the panacea. The problem with some of these weight loss shots are multifactorial. One is they're very expensive. The cheapest you could get it is $900 a month. A month. With tax, you're looking at a year, $12,000 a year. When you go off of the medication, you gain the weight back. There's no guarantee you'll have access to the medication because it's in short supply. And then there are side effects with them. So there was an article last week saying, guys, we have something that has been proven better for weight loss all this time. And everybody started to Google it. Well, what was it? What was it? Well, it was bariatric surgery. And I'm not saying to go and do bariatric surgery. Okay, I'd rather you do diet, exercise, lifestyle changes, but I understand genetics. I understand disabilities. There are certain things that could be in play. So the NIH looked at a study to see how do people do long term. And it's a follow-up study that combined data from four independent single-center randomized trials conducted at clinical sites in the U.S. The original trials were conducted between May 2007 and August 2013. And it evaluated the effectiveness of bariatric surgery compared to intensive lifestyle and medication therapy involving oral and injectable diabetes medications, including the GLP-1 agonists. The investigators from these four individual studies pulled their data. and they wanted to provide a more larger, more geographically diverse data set to evaluate efficacy, durability, safety of bariatric surgery to treat type 2 diabetes. In total, 262 participants from the four original studies enrolled. So it's a small study, only 262 people. Of these, 166 got surgery and had one of three bariatric procedures. The other 96 did medical lifestyle management. And these interventions were previously shown effective for weight loss. All the participants were under the age of 65, but adults, they were all overweight. And they looked at what happened 7 years later and then followed up through 12 years. They said the participants in the surgery group experienced an average of 20% weight loss compared to 8% in the medical lifestyle group. Now, mind you, this medical lifestyle group included the injections that have been purportedly, you know, reported to have even higher weight loss. The surgery group had greater improvements in blood glucose control measured by the hemoglobin A1C, how sugary their blood cells are. 54% of participants reached a hemoglobin A1C under 7, as opposed to 27% of the participants in the medical lifestyle group. More participants with surgery achieved diabetes remission, and the percent of participants using medications to treat diabetes decreased from 98% to 61%. Now, why are we seeing this? By the way, no differences in major adverse events. There were a higher number of fractures, anemia, low iron, and GI events in the surgery group, and they think that could be from nutritional deficiencies based on the type of bariatric surgery. If you lose part of your small intestine, that affects your vitamin B absorption and iron absorption. But, you know, what I think, and I know everybody's always trying to look at underlying what is the messaging here. We have an obesity problem, and I think government and public officials are going to want to find a way to deal with the obesity issue permanently. And if these weight loss drugs only work the months you use them and we run out or we can't afford it, there might be a push for people to do bariatric surgery. And I'm not saying that's what we all need to do by any means, but it is obviously something to discuss. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X and Dr. Dolly Show on Facebook. So this is a fascinating question. So one of our listeners has two sons. These sons are not into marriage. They have fantastic girlfriends, long-term girlfriends. The girlfriends want to get married. They want to start a family. Sons don't really want to get married. They want babies, but the girls aren't going to have babies unless they're married. So the question was, is why aren't men and women on the same page? Seems like women still want marriage. So I can't speak for every woman. Mind you, I'm Generation X. But in the 90s, if somebody asked me to have a baby out of wedlock, I would probably say no. And the reason why is having had family members who were abandoned with young children, with no father to care or help with child support, I feared that could happen to me. Now, just because you're married to somebody doesn't mean they're going to be there for the long haul, but it minimizes some of the risk. In fact, one of our relatives, the husband, did leave. They were actually married, and the husband left. Child was young. And so, for me personally, I didn't at the time have the, shall we say, the confidence that, yeah, I could do this on my own. Now, you do have a lot of individuals say, yes, I can do it on my own. You know, we bring up Friends. A lot of people are watching the Friends reruns. Many people never saw Friends until the reruns. And you see Rachel. There was an episode where Joey's sister got pregnant out of wedlock. And Joey, her brother, said, you can't, you know, raise a child on your own. And Rachel's like, well, I'm doing it. I'm raising it. Even though she had a lot of support that the average person doesn't have. But we are seeing nowadays, here in 2024, a lack of enthusiasm by the younger generations to marry. And what the younger generations have witnessed with us older generations with divorce is scaring the hell out of them. When they right now can't afford their rent, they have this pressure that they're going to have to buy an electric vehicle. College and education is expensive. Their job could be replaced by AI. And then on top of that, their spouse could leave them. And they may have to pay alimony for years and lose half their assets. It's not very enticing. And so, yeah, you're not seeing a lot of enthusiasm to get married, especially when there are many individuals that have baby mamas and are able to have multiple women and children in their lives without having to marry any of them. But a 2024 woman may be having other similar concerns. Okay, well, I might not be able to work when I'm pregnant. I have child care. My body's going to be different. I might not be able to find another spouse having a child. Yeah, I was very, very grateful that my father, you know, when he came to this country, how he took on my mom and her daughter and adopted her daughter as his own to take care of the family. Not a lot of people will do that. They're like, you got baggage, it's another kid's daughter, I'm out. But, you know, there are people there that will say, look, I want us to be a family, and there are many people that will do that. But it's a lot of responsibility. Your kid later commits a crime, and now there's a lot of pressure on the parents doing the time for the kid's crime. You know, there's a reluctancy to take on other people's kids that you can't raise, that you don't have full autonomy. So what do? You want grandkids. Well, your wants are obviously way down the list, but there is a little bit of a disconnect. And I understand I'm a woman, so I understand the women's side of things, as I've, you know, seen what the women in my family have gone through. And the security of being married is nice, but I think the bigger issue we have here, which is a very difficult one to unveil but has to be discussed, is do we have individuals that are in relationships that aren't the undying, unconditional love? Are there relationships where, you know what, it's okay. It's all right. We're having fun. I love her. Not sure if I want to marry her. Now, I might not have ever gotten married if I was dating now. Thank God my husband was a Gen X where he wanted children, so he had to pop the question. But if somebody was dating me, do they really want a wife in the media? Do they want a wife that, you know, is always, you know, well, is not home a lot and always out and about with other individuals and other men? I don't date other men. I have friends who are men. Some people don't want that. They don't want to share in terms of attention and in terms of, you know, work and in terms of, you know, socializing. I might not have ever gotten proposed to. But there was this kind of undying rule that, look, if you want to have babies, you're going to have to pop the question. Well, that rule has been challenged now. Many men are saying, I don't have to get married to have a baby. But there are women going, but that's what I need. And so we're seeing a lot of relationships on hold. I'm seeing a lot of new moms in their 30s. And it's a challenge. We're also seeing a lot of individuals not have babies. And so, you know, are we going to have a population issue? We are. Many young individuals feel that having kids right now in this climate, this financial climate, is not safe. We also have individuals who think climate change is going to hurt their child. And I've heard young people say, why have a child with all this climate change? And I'm like, you know, the Grand Canyon hasn't hurt my child. I mean, we stay beyond the rail. As, you know, we're going to have more canyons. We're going to have more snowstorms. I think we'll get by. And, you know, having children was probably my greatest accomplishment. It wasn't becoming a doctor. It wasn't saving lives of my patients. It wasn't what I do on air. It was I have two individuals, by the grace of God, who can now become very productive for society and help make the world a better place in their own way. And they'll be able to do that, God willing, after I leave this earth. That's my biggest accomplishment. And it kills me to see people not choose that path. And, you know, should there be another option? Is there a way to be married and not have the bad divorce? There are ways to do that. You know, I told my husband, if he wanted me to sign a prenup, I was fine with that. Divorce scared people in the 90s, too. And I said, look, I don't want your money. I don't want it. Actually, neither of us had money. That's why we didn't do a prenup. But I'm like, I don't, you know, I want us to be happy. If we have to, you know, go apart one day, we could do it amicably. Doesn't usually seem to happen that way. Lawyers get involved, and then, you know, there's more money to be made and more billable hours the longer it goes on. And people argue about miles and, I don't know, other sorts of things. So, you know, if your child's not ready for marriage, they're not ready. Can't force it. But they have to understand that they might not be able to have a baby mama. Not all women are on board with that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is planning to visit Texas and the southern border the very same day as former President Trump this week. The two men will make separate appearances in the Lone Star State Thursday. Trump will be in Eagle Pass. Biden will meet with Border Patrol law enforcement and local officials in Brownsville. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will call on Republican politicians to get on board with the earlier defeated U.S. Senate bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal.
That's to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill, which died in the Senate weeks ago, did not do enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. at all. The Federal Trade Commission is filing a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you saw this headline that a bodybuilder suffered heart failure from drinking cold water. Now, I like cold water. Lukewarm water does not taste good. I can't have super cold water. I think that will give me an ice cream headache. But I like cold water. But this patient had a very rare heart condition. He's a bodybuilder out of Texas and has been hospitalized over 20 times. This does not mean you are going to necessarily suffer heart failure from cold water. But he had, I believe, a condition where the cold water stimulated him to have atrial fibrillation. He has a genetic tendency to get atrial fibrillation that happened when he would drink cold water. So he, in a way, has to become hydrophobic, almost scared of certain water. He told ABC News that he'd gulp cold water, and as he's settling back down, he feels the double thud, meaning the fast heart rate of atrial fibrillation, which could be up to 200 beats a minute, even higher. He's part of the International Fitness and Bodybuilding Federation, and he noticed this when he was 18. He said, "It's a day I'll never forget." He noticed a notable thud while drinking water. Then he passed out. Because with atrial fibrillation, rather than your heart beating ba-boom, ba-boom with the electrical impulses start being aberrant and chaotic. So you get a boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, ba-doop, and the heart just fibrillates without having a nice good pump. And if you're not pumping the blood, you can't get the blood to the brain and to other parts of the body. You could actually die. If you live through that and the heart is just sloshing around and not being pumped continuously, it could clot. You could form a blood clot and that could kill you. So it's dangerous. But it wasn't until 15 years later where they figured out that ice cold water was triggering his atrial fibrillation. And then he had genetic tests which confirmed that. Doctors felt that his arrhythmia was triggered by cold water touching the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve is the part of the nervous system that regulates the heart rate. And so, could he have had a pre-existing condition? Yes. And so, like I said, I don't want you to panic about drinking cold water. But always, if you are passing out or feeling abnormal heart rhythms, or feeling a racing heart, or dizzy, or nausea, or some chest discomfort, or some trouble breathing, or feeling winded, always get that checked out, because atrial fibrillation is becoming more and more common. So he ended up having what I think was an ablation to prevent the nerve. They cauterized the connection between the vagus nerve and the heart, and he has made a full recovery. He still has to take medication, but he's now able to drink without going through that. So, phenomenal story. I'm glad he shared it. You know, definitely not easy, but wow. Now, another headline is the COVID pandemic triggered a spike in antidepressant use among young females. And COVID, we know, has done a number on us. Not only does the COVID virus mess with our mental health, but also the whole lockdown mandates. People couldn't go to my friend's father's funeral. I couldn't visit people in the hospital. The rules were so arbitrary. Weddings couldn't be done. I mean, it just changed everything. Graduations. All because of these random rules. And so they said that young people turned to antidepressants after the COVID pandemic. They were already on the rise prior to March 2020, but the pandemic accelerated that trend. This is according to a study published in the journal Pediatrics. They looked at 2016 to 2022 data, and they found that antidepressant dispensing rate to adolescents and young adults was increasing rapidly, but then increased 64% faster after COVID. That's according to Kalping Chua, doctor, pediatrician, researcher at University of Michigan Health C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. Teens and young women were entirely responsible for the increase. Among female adolescents aged 12 to 17, antidepressant dispensing rate increased 130% faster, compared with 57% faster among young female adults 18 to 25. Now, the question people have is it that more people got depressed? Is it that more people had access? People could get these medications online. They didn't even have to go to a doctor. So a person who's depressed, not wanting to leave the house, might be more willing to talk to somebody over the phone and get care? Or is it that we have now looked at depression and anxiety differently? Now, we talked about yesterday on Friends how, you know, and it's a sitcom, but the 90s were interesting. And even though I never had to do the ice cream thing when I got dumped or broke up with somebody or needed my friends to take me to a strip club like they did with Chandler, but, you know, or Monica, you know, not being able to work and for a few days just, you know, not being able to dress and, you know, do her activities of daily living. But we did handle depression a little differently. For the worse, in terms of it being stigmatized and people not being able to talk about it. I remember my family, if I was crying, they said, "We don't cry in this family. Stop your crying." Remember you get spanked or whooped and you couldn't cry? That was horrible. And then you got in trouble if you cried. It was ridiculous. It was barbaric. But also, though, we are very quickly going to pills. Now, I'm glad that there's a medication for people who need them. But is there an in-between? Is there a way we're supposed to address grief, breakups, losses? And are we doing ourselves a disservice not going through some of the old school protocols we would do? Now, I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had guy friends, so they would cheer me up when I got dumped. Would go out, would whatever, then get my mind off things, and I moved on. Some people need to have a pity party, which I think is good, like a bitch and moan session. Just get it out. Let's talk about it. Yeah, misery seeks company. Let's, you know, everybody share. I think it's different strokes for different folks. And but I do see a huge push to medicate. If a person really is serotonin deficient, these SSRIs are fantastic. But if you aren't depressed all the time, do you really need that medication? You know, do you really need Wellbutrin? And once you're on it, are you able to get off of it? So do we have a population where they're getting depressed because their goals are different? I mean, in the olden days, it was you had a job, you had a family. You know, now people are depressed because, or they get depressed because they don't have enough likes on their social media post. Or they don't look like their best friend that looks like a model on social media but not in person. And so we do need to evaluate what is happening. Are we having higher rates of depression? Are we just being better at diagnosing it? Or are we being too quick to go to medication? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what blows my mind is how I had to, as a kid, pick up my toys, put my toys in a toy box. I didn't have a lot of toys, but we had old Transformers, old Barbie dolls. I didn't like the Barbie dolls. I had a big wheel. I had a Light Bright set. We had the Mr. Mouth game. We had a Monopoly set. Risk. I think we had Sorry, the game Sorry. We had the game Life with the spinner. I didn't like it that much. I didn't like the board games because my sister would kick my butt. She was 6 years older. She was always better than me. So why play and lose? She felt good winning, but, you know. I liked my younger brother's toys. because they were, you know, transformers and trucks and Tonka trucks. But we would destroy them with overuse and overuse because, you know, you played with them. You didn't get new toys all the time like kids do now. And then we threw them out, or my mom threw them out when they were old, only to now see people sell them and get some pretty good money. In fact, I bought a Weeble set. I don't know how much I paid for it. I think maybe $30 or something like that. But I held on to it. I bought a recent Weeble set. I think this might have been 15 years ago. Because I'm like, Weebles may later be worth something. And I understand that they can't be played with. You have had to buy it and hold on to it. Well, now, I mean, the secret's out. So people have been buying toys in the package and keeping them. We even have some Star Wars toys in the boxes from the new Star Wars movies and things like that. But Popular Mechanics has an interesting article on the 38 most valuable toys from our childhood that are worth a lot of money right now. So I'm blown away by this, but remember the Garbage Pail Kids? There were cards. And the 80s had a Garbage Pail Kids collectible card set. I didn't like them then. I don't like them now. But apparently a card like the Atom Bomb can collect about $3,000. If they're in their original packaging, you can make some money. 1978 Luke Skywalker action figure. According to Popular Mechanics, it could sell for $25,000. Nego, the Japanese designer and founder of A Bathing Ape, decided to offload his Star Wars collection. He turned to Sotheby's. He auctioned his whole, I guess, Star Wars collection, making $500,000. There's only one of, I guess, 20. There are 20 1978 Luke Skywalker figurines. $25,000, I wouldn't spend that money. But again, collectors are buying it so they can later sell it. Peanut, Royal Blue Elephant Beanie Baby. Due to a manufacturing error, there are 2,000 Royal Blue Peanut Elephants. They were fabricated with a darker color than originally intended. It is the most collectible Beanie Baby now. It sells for $5,000. Other valuable versions are Humphrey the Camel, valued at $2,000, and a 1997 Princess Diana Beanie Baby. Wow. Pez dispensers. These Pez dispensers. Crazy purchasing of these. One sold Astronaut B, created for the 1982 World's Fair. Sold on eBay for $32,000. There's been others, like a 1955 Santa Claus head dispenser. And then Pez guns. I remember liking the Pez candy. That was kind of delicious. What other things from our... The original Monopoly game. I thought the original Monopoly game was from the 30s. There was an original hand-drawn oil cloth version made in 1933, owned by the game's inventor, Charles Darrow. That sold at $146,500 in 2011. There's also other vintage versions, like those from 1930s have sold for $3,100. I'm surprised a vintage Monopoly from the 1930s, nearly 100 years old, only selling for $3,000. Wow. I can understand somebody spending that for just one of the little pieces like the thimble. Now, Hot Wheels. My brother was big into Hot Wheels. I thought they were cool too. Among the most valuable is the 1969 Volkswagen Beach Bomb prototype. It had surfboards in the back window, wheels that made it too large for Mattel's racetracks never went into production. But I think there's a few of them values at $125,000. He-Man. I remember my brother into He-Man. There's the $1 He-Man, a brawny action figure from the 90s. You used to get it with the purchase of Wonder Bread in the 1990s. Now people could sell those for a few $100. No, thank you. Fisher Price's Push Cart Pete. In 1936, there was a pull toy, a 9-inch pull toy. In mint condition, back then it sold for 50 cents. Now you could get $3,000 for it. It's fascinating to look at these toys. There was a Molly doll, American Girl Molly doll. I don't know. I never played with them. Apparently, the discontinued dolls with the clothing, etc., $11,000 now. The first edition of the book Where the Wild Things Are, a 1963 first edition that was signed of Maurice Sendak's classic children book, sold for $25,000 in 2012. Now, you know, a lot of books are kind of messy, but some people will still buy them. Lionel's Trazer Blazer train set. That could be worth some big money. A first edition Barbie. The old ones with the, I guess, zebra striped swimsuits retail from $8,000 to $23,000. Barbie made a big comeback with the movie. I didn't think the movie was that good. I thought the cast was incredible. And I thought the costumes were incredible. It's just the storyline was stupid. But it definitely brought back Barbie. So now if you have vintage Barbies, they might be worth something. The Atari cartridges from the 1980s. I guess somebody was able to sell. I guess there's a urban legend that there were hundreds of game cartridges buried in the New Mexico desert in 1883. All recovered cartridges brought in $107,000 in proceeds. Maybe a parent got so mad at their kid that they dumped all the cartridges. Remember Furbies? Furbies back in 1998, they can now go for about $1,000. Game Boys? Game Boys you can now sell for $1,000. I've got to have a Game Boy somewhere from my kids. But I think, again, destroyed because they destroyed it. The original Transformer action figures, like the Optimus Prime from the 1980s, you could sell for thousands. I don't know. Man, if I could go back in time, I'd tell my brother not to destroy his toys. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.